This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio
Countdown. Here to regale you with lots of information about what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio is Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. I'm Doug Steffen here as a willing co-conspirator in the overview of what's going on in the News Talk world, the stories, the people, all the work that's done by the staff at Talkers Magazine to come up with this list every week. They have those frowns on their eyebrows, or their elbows, whatever portion of their body that shows that their work is never done. Michael, your work is never done.
Frowns on their elbows? Is that what you said?
You ever see, don't you think, you look at your elbow, the skin on your elbow, does it look like a frown?
Yeah. Yes, it does. Do you know what the elbow is called scientifically?
No.
The weenus.
The weenus?
The weenus.
There are weenus among us. Yes. Okay.
Yes.
It's good to know.
And some people have resorted to bumping their weenuses as opposed to shaking hands as a show of, hello, a salutation,
instead of
greeting.
Right. We don't want to touch anybody because we're afraid. We're just afraid. Right. Just fear. That's all.
And we're less likely to put our elbow in our nose than we are our hands. All right. Now that we've started off on a really lousy note, why don't we do the top stories? Are you ready?
I think that's a good idea. Yes,
okay.
Please.
At number 10, we have psychology and relationships, as many people are, as the saying used to be, down in the dumps over what's going on. At number 9, U.S. relations with China, Russia, North Korea, and the Middle East. That's tied with Trump being nominated for the Nobel Peace Prize for his work in the Middle East. And on Friday, the 19th anniversary, 19 years since September 11th, 2001, known as 9/11. At number 8, race relations and police reform. At number 7, the economy and the stimulus package. At number 6, West Coast fires and climate change. At number 5, the crisis in education sparked by COVID-19. At number 4, COVID-19 stats and projections. At number 3, healthcare, vaccines, meds, and masks. At number 2, the presidential race and politics. Number 1, two stories broken the same week. The Woodward tapes and the Atlantic magazine article.
Mm-hmm.
The most talked about people, number 10, Kim Jong-un. Vladimir Putin is at 9. At number 8 is Michael Cohen. William Barr is at 7. Nancy Pelosi at 6. At number 5, Mitch McConnell. Number 4, Dr. Tony Fauci. Number 3, Joe Biden and Kamala Harris. At number 2, Bob Woodward. Number 1, Donald Trump. And that's a snapshot of another unusual week that'll certainly be, poured over by the scholars as the years go by, and the history that we're living will be looked back upon with perhaps better insight than we have now.
The whole story of Bob Woodward, were it not for all the president's men and that whole business with Watergate, he'd be pushing a pencil in Peoria. I think he's one of the real opportunists of our time. And that's not to say that there isn't something of value in these tapes, but just another, as far as I'm concerned, he's another schlock salesman peddling a book. Whether there's valuable information in there, so far, anything I've heard or read or seen, Michael, hasn't brought me any news or any information that I didn't already know or suspect. What about you? Am I right? Do you think this is just like the whole business? Well, we're not. Why didn't some of this information come out before? Why didn't, if it was so important and so life-changing, why didn't it come out before the book was published? You know, we asked the same question to John Bolton and got the same blank stare.
Well, perhaps there's two truths here. Perhaps Bob Woodward is an opportunist who is saving it so he can sell a book. But perhaps it's true. In other words,
what's your suspicion?
My suspicion?
Yeah.
My suspicion is, totally true. I mean, Trump knew it was deadly, and his methodology was to not create a panic, to try to keep people positive.
The best interest of America being served by that, in his mind, yes?
I think in Trump's mind, the best interests of America being served is for him to be totally in charge of everything. In other words, we might have a bit of psychology at work here. All no. I know is my birthday is on 9/11.
Happy birthday!
And it's a problem, you know. I wasn't.
Is it a happy? How can it be a happy? Well, I didn't know that. If I knew it, I didn't remember
that. I don't. I'm not a person who really. I'm not a big fan of people past a certain age, like 16, making a deal about their birthdays. The only reason I'm bringing it up is because I've had to deal with the fact that they call it 9/11. You know, so whenever when someone say, "What's your date of birth?" You know, I tell them, you know, 9/11/78. But 9/11, they look at you funny. But I got a card from my wife, an actual birthday card, and it's from Donald Trump. It has a picture of him smiling at me, and it says, "Making your birthday great again." And when you open it, there's a personal message from the president. You want to hear it?
Yeah.
Listen.
I just wanted to wish you a happy birthday. I would never say in your case that you're fired, so I'll just say you're hired.
Hey, he's a good guy. I'm voting for him now.
Right. Well, you know, there are a lot of people. After the convention, there was a different sort of unless you're a hardcore hater of Trump, there was a different aura. Maybe I'd use that term, a different feeling for a while, that Trump actually was human. You know, he was humanized whether you believe all that stuff, whether, you know, the conventions are all, it's a show.
The conventions were long infomercials.
Yeah, right. But the other side of it is that it does have an impact. Advertising pays, and so people feel like he has a human side to him. And
really?
Yeah, I think that came out of that. And wow. So when you hear something like that, it's kind of fun. I used to watch The Apprentice because all I wanted to do was hear him say, "You're fired." You know, that kind of stuff. Maybe that's pretty superficial. But
yeah, that is. That's one of the, that brings superficiality to great depth. I have to tell you.
Yes, right. Yeah.
But in other words, what you're saying is there's a chance that Trump might actually be human.
Maybe. Could be. Despite all of the Nancy Pelosi-isms of the world that make him out to be somebody that ought to be starring on the, I was going to say The Grateful Dead, but I meant The Walking Dead.
Yeah,
so, September, let me...
A vampire.
Let me, I want to talk to you more. We'll pause here for a second, but I want to talk to you more about September 11th, because I think that's a story and a half, and it needs as much attention, perhaps, as some of the other things that we have our minds on. This week, so if you'll give me a minute to do a couple of things, then I would like to have some reflection from you. Speaking of reflection, a lot of people, when they look at the news this week and see, or not just this week, this month, this year, see how many people have passed because they were overweight due to the virus. It gives you it's sobering information when you look at all of this stuff. And this program brought to you in part by Calitrin, which is the number one way to lose weight safely, not only in America, but all around the world. But you're interested in you and how to lose weight safely, the simple way, the non-toxic way. And then you want to keep the weight off. And that's what happens when you're using Calitrin. Go to toploss.com, which is the official website. Excuse me. You can go to calitrin.com if you want to, too, if you remember that easily. Both of them go to the same place. And in that website, you'll find everything contextualized. You'll get the science of how the doctor and the nurses put this formula together 20-odd years ago. The success rate speaks for itself, because how would a company still be in business if they didn't do what they said they were going to do 20-some-odd years later? It works. That's the bottom line. Right now, if you go to toploss.com, understand the science and the success and the stories that are there from people. Understand it's safe for the entire family to use this. So if you or your spouse is overweight, children, let's put them on the program. Take these capsules of the liquid every night before you go to bed. Start losing the weight in 3 months. You'll get some of the weight taken off. And then stay with it another 3 months, and you'll make sure your body is trained to keep the weight off, which is what you want to do. Toploss.com, the website. Saving code is DJV. Use that on checkout. Buy three, get three free. That's Calitrin at toploss.com.
Hiring can be challenging, but ZipRecruiter makes it fast and easy. We talked to Monica Starks, who needed to hire for a pivotal role at her company, GS Group.
As the owner of a construction company, finding the right people is a very difficult task. So I use ZipRecruiter.
ZipRecruiter's powerful matching technology identifies the right people for your job and actively invites them to apply, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. Monica did, and that's how she found Lamont, her new project superintendent.
The job is so perfect for me. I had a career breakthrough. I would have never found this job if it wasn't for ZipRecruiter.
With ZipRecruiter, we've hired everyone from accountants to project managers to field scientists. With ZipRecruiter, we get hiring results.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Now there's a natural way to take charge of your blood pressure. Introducing new Garlic Healthy Blood Pressure Formula from the makers of the nation's best-selling garlic supplement. New Garlic helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels with clinically supported levels of garlic, plus a custom blend of vitamins and minerals. And it's odor-free. Take charge of your blood pressure with new Garlic Healthy Blood Pressure Formula. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural references only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
When everything is changing, you need a store that's a constant. A store that has the brands your family loves and the value that you need. A store where you can stock up, pick up, and drive up. A store that's close to home and feels like home. A store that puts the health and safety of you and your family above all else. And a store that's always here to help. At Kohl's, we don't know what next year will look like. We just know that we'll be here for you no matter what. Kohl's, here today, here to stay. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
All right, so the September 11th thing, I was just talking to Michael off the air about the pilot of the American plane, American 11, that was the first plane to go down or into the first tower. The fellow who was the pilot was a man named Oganowski, who was a farmer in addition to being a pilot. Like, I'm a farmer in addition to being a broadcaster. He was somebody that I knew. We had a lot of respect. He was just, he was one of those guys that's solid as the day is long. Loved what he did, loved the farm, loved flying. And so when I think about September 11th, I think about him. And then I think about all of the reviews on television that we'll see this weekend, replays of stuff that we don't need to see again. Or do we? Michael, do we need to see that stuff again?
We need to know that it happened. Whether we need to see it again or how many times we need to see it, it needs to be in the national consciousness.
Yes.
for our generation.
Yeah.
The COVID-19 crisis has sort of blocked that out a little bit. Suddenly, yeah, we're not talking about terrorism and Al Qaeda and ISIS and all that stuff, but it's still. 9/11 was one of the first defining events of the 21st century, changed the course of history, set the tone for our culture, our politics, our way of life to this very day. And, it's like Pearl Harbor Day or one of those situations that is as symbolic as it is, in terms of numbers.
Does it have relevance, though? Do people really get it? That's what I'm wondering about. I'm not worried, isn't a worry, but I just think people are not taught about this stuff, so we have no memory of it, and there's a lesson, an important lesson here.
But it's 19 years now. It's not 2 years, 5 years, 10. It's hard to believe it's 19 years. 2,977 people died in that, 25,000 civilian injuries, $10 billion in infrastructure and property damage. 343 firefighters died, and 72 police officers died. We should keep that in mind as we talk about defunding police.
Yeah. Both Trump and Biden are going to the memorial in Pennsylvania. That's this weekend. All right, 21 after the hour on the countdown.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
I'm here with Scott Jusseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Moving back into our overview of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio, the stories and the people are listed, by the way, every week in Talkers Magazine at talkers.com. You can find these lists and also ancillary stories every day about your favorite host, what's going on in the News Talk Radio biz. Even though it's a trade publication, lots of people who love the format check out what's going on every day. Michael is the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. Did we finish? Did we have enough time on September 11th? Do we need to?
That's a subjective question.
It is.
We certainly gave it a lot of time, and I'm glad we did that, because not to would have been a dereliction of scholarly duty.
Yes.
But no, I think we talked about it enough. Is there anything else you have to say about it?
Yeah, I don't want it to occupy all of our time, because I think we need to spend some time on these fires, man. I was talking to somebody this morning from Portland. Jennifer Horn, as you know, who does the DJB show with me, lives in Los Angeles. My children live in Los Angeles. My grandson's there. Can't see the sun for the smoke and the cloud. Living in this for weeks now at a time. 23 people are dead. The fires are everywhere. And I think that there's some reason to believe that some of them may have been set by interests, the same interests that are trying to scuttle our country in almost every way. I mean, I think there's a connection, frankly, between the fires and who set them and what they're doing, and the relationship that we have with China and Russia, the people who are hacking our election, the people who are trying to destroy our country. I think there's a connection. What do you think?
I think there could be. I hadn't really thought about that because there are, scientific processes at work that could lead to these kinds of fires. Of course,
some of them, arson,
is something that you can do, take advantage of the dryness and the droughts and the foliage and all the stuff that goes into making a fire. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Is this something that, forgive my ignorance on this, is this something that you concocted in terms of your own process, or have you heard this from sources that you believe may be reliable?
I think I have a little of both in my gut. I think there are too many coincidences here with the riots, the whole business. And when you look at how hard the Chinese are trying to disrupt our country, and then you try to figure, well, why are they? Where are the goose that laid the golden egg for them? They'd be nothing without us supporting, buying all of their crap. But now they seem to think that they're secure enough so that they can move on to what their real goal is, and that is for world domination. and they have a willing co-conspirator in Putin. The Russians are hacking up everything when it comes to the election. It isn't Republican, Democrat. They're just hacking it. The Chinese seem to be going after Trump now than they were going after Biden before. But it just kind of, when you think it through, Michael, it's the fact that we are as vulnerable. We all have worshipped at the god of technology. I'm not so sure that it isn't a damn curse.
Well, it has as much of a downside as it has an upside. And this has always been the case with technology. And to just think of technology as only good and, you know, that is to be vulnerable to the downside. All new technology brings new threats. We have to be very careful about that. You know, it's funny you mentioned China. I was just looking at this birthday card that I played before, mm-hmm. and I turned around to look at the package.
Made in China.
Made in China.
Yeah, my God. You know how hard it is to find? Think about that. I've been telling on the DJV program, I've been telling stories about me. I'm working hard not to buy anything that's made in China. Nothing.
That's hard.
But it took me about 2 weeks to find a new electric razor that wasn't made in China. An electric mm-hmm. alarm clock, same thing pretty much, things like that. But now they've gotten very clever because they're saying designed in America on the box and not made in China, or they're just taking off the reference to China altogether.
The bottom line is that American big business is in bed with China, and that's what complicates the process. We could talk more about that if
you're on the other side. The political process, much as anything else, too, because they're all wanting to support, you know, what's going on. 28 after the hour.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle. But now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Our veterans risked it all to protect our freedom. One of the best ways to say thank you is to volunteer to support them. At a time in history where kindness is a virtue, volunteering means a lot. For over 47 years, Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization, with the support of citizens like you, have delivered therapy kits to veterans who need them. To volunteer or learn more, visit HealVets.org. That's HealVets.org.
Hiring can be challenging, but ZipRecruiter makes it fast and easy. We talked to Monica Starks, who needed to hire for a pivotal role at her company, GS Group.
As the owner of a construction company, finding the right people is a very difficult task. So I use ZipRecruiter.
ZipRecruiter's powerful matching technology identifies the right people for your job and actively invites them to apply, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. Monica did, and that's how she found Lamont, her new project superintendent.
The job is so perfect for me. I had a career breakthrough. I would have never found this job if it wasn't for ZipRecruiter.
With ZipRecruiter, we've hired everyone from accountants to project managers to field scientists. With ZipRecruiter, we get hiring results.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Solemn memorial observances will be held across the nation today on this 19th anniversary of the 9/11 terrorist attacks. Small towns and big cities all taking part. The major observances will be at or near the sites of the attacks, including Lower Manhattan. At the official 9/11 memorial, they'll hold a socially distanced event where the recorded reading of the names of those killed at Ground Zero will be played. A few blocks away, the Tunnels to Towers Foundation founder Stephen Siller says they'll hold an event where they'll read those names out loud.
It would be shame on us if we couldn't figure out a way to read these names in a safe way.
Vice President Mike Pence expected to attend the foundation's observance. President Trump and Joe Biden will be at the memorial in Shanksville, Pennsylvania, to remember those killed when terrorists brought down Flight 93. This is USA Radio News.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
The nation's biggest bank has been caught up in a COVID-19 fraud scheme. Here's more from USA Radio's John Hunt.
J.P. Morgan Chase has fired several employees after allegedly pocketing funds from a federal program designed to aid companies hurt by the coronavirus shutdown. An internal investigation by the nation's biggest bank prompted a government inquiry that found a number of J.P. Morgan employees improperly applied for and received money from the Small Business Administration's Economic Injury Disaster Loan Program. The EIDL program offered grants of up to $10,000 for businesses impacted by COVID-19. But J.P. Morgan's probe found that some bank employees got loans from the program and then deposited the money into their own personal accounts. The investigation was prompted by federal regulators who asked banks to examine any accounts that had received deposits from the program and continue to look for signs of fraud.
President Trump will present the Medal of Honor today to Sergeant Major Thomas Patrick Payne. The South Carolina native has served as a ranger with the Army Special Ops Command since 2007, and he's getting the highest military honor because of his actions in Iraq in 2015 that helped him free dozens of Iraqi hostages from their ISIS captors. You can find us online anytime or at USA Radio News. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Thanks a bunch to the people who are listening to us, the devotees who spend an hour or two every week listening to this program. Michael Harrison and I have been doing this for a long time, and so we continue, because that's our want in life, to overview what's going on in the News Talk Radio world. That's what these hours are all about, the charts from the week of September 7th to the 11th, and then ancillary conversations about things that contribute to these items. I thought it was interesting this week, Michael, the poll that suggests most Americans want to vote before Election Day. Think about that in terms of what you and I learned in school, in our civics classes, about voting, the importance of it, I suppose the political ramifications, and now the created convoluted chaos that is surrounding the discussion of whether to mail your ballot, whether to bring it to the city clerk or the town clerk, or whether just to go vote. And if you go vote, you're going to get coronas and die. You know, all of this stuff. That's the crazy thinking here. And so one wonders what toll will that take on the whole system. You know, when you think about the chaos of this year, the virus, Black Lives Matter, the election, the fires. What are we? Why are we suffering? Anybody come up with that? Anybody come up with, other than me, with a theory on the air as to why we're going through as a country all this suffering?
I don't have theories about it. In my opinion, the moon and the stars lined up, and I don't mean that from an astrological standpoint. I'm just saying it's random.
But I do.
I'm sort of preempting. This is a preemptive strike.
Yeah, okay.
before you start with your hogwash, I'm going to
hogwash.
Oh, I'm saying it lovingly.
I know you are.
History is full of all kinds of things happening, overlapping crises and things. You know, we're not guaranteed a middle class consumer oriented existence. That, you know, some people think that the purpose of life is just to buy things and watch football and eat pizza and drink beer and go, you know, I mean,
have
it's
a good
like,
time.
Have a good time and party, man. Let's go party. Yeah. I mean, it'd be nice if we could, but the fact is, you know, we're this little frail piece of biology living in a teeny little biosphere around a little piece of dust floating in some type of mysterious cosmos, and it's dangerous.
Yeah.
It's dangerous.
That in itself sort of adds fuel to my theory.
Well, okay. I actually honestly apologize for what I said to you.
Why? No, you shouldn't apologize.
Nah, I apologize. It was uncalled for.
A lot of people poke fun at me because of what I think. But I will tell you that when you look back, if you understand astrology, and you look back to the last time the stars aligned the way they are right now, this year, it was the year of our revolution. And the time the stars lined up like this before that was the fall of the Roman Empire. So you draw your own conclusions,
whatever
you think.
Yeah. Oh, no, I've changed my mind.
Okay, good for you.
I believe you now.
I know you do.
I mean, you know, you could say that about anything.
The last time the stars were like, come on.
All right. So the fall of the Roman Empire fell over, like, it took 200 years for it to fall.
Well, it started early.
It was like around for 500 years. We're only...
What are you going to do? I want to know what Michael Harrison is going to do on Election Day. Are you going to the polls to vote? Are you mailing in your ballot?
I'm mailing in my ballot because I'm not going to be near the polls, perhaps. So I'm doing the mail-in thing because I'm in Florida and I live in Massachusetts. But I got to tell you, I am not a fan of the Electoral College, and it is not because I am a Republican or a Democrat. I just don't like it, and I don't want to get into that can of worms.
I don't know. I think we should, because I think more people need to be thinking this through. The hardcore Republicans think it's great because it helps to ensure what Trump's fate may be.
Talk
but when you look at how Hillary Clinton got screwed... Because she won the popular vote, and Al Gore got screwed.
Yeah.
The system is broken. And the fact that we don't teach civics, and the kids and adults even now don't know how the system works, they don't even know what the Electoral College is, that's the most dangerous thing about the reality of not having... We don't have the number five this week in the countdown is the education crisis. The crisis is nobody's going to school... To learn, nobody's learning anything. It's been 6 months since anybody really learned anything in some formal way. And it continues.
These are problems. These are indeed problems. But in terms of like the Electoral College, you know, if I want to vote for president, if I want to vote for Trump or I want to vote for Biden, the truth of the matter is, if you live in Massachusetts, your vote doesn't count.
If you're voting for Trump, forget it. Wasting your time.
Yeah,
California, the same thing.
Yeah,
New York State.
And there's all kinds of arguments, and I roll my eyes, you know.
There's not a good one. There are a lot of arguments, but none of them are good.
Look, California and New York are going to control the country. Well, that's because all the people live there. If everybody in the country moved to New Mexico, then it would be the most powerful place.
Right.
We shouldn't care about what people vote. It matters where they live. Give me a break.
That's
the other argument.
About...
Yeah, go ahead.
No, I don't want to interrupt your argument.
It's a good one. Good. Tell me
you and I. Did I ever tell you the story about how I voted three times in one day? I don't think I did. I've told it on the air. It's not like I'm, you know, the statute of limitations has run out on this. But I did it to test the system. I voted in the morning in Massachusetts. I voted absentee in Florida. I got on a plane and flew to California and voted in California. All in the same election.
Are you the reason George W. Bush won?
No, this was before that.
Did you cause Al Gore? his defeat.
No, I didn't, but it's nice to think that I could have. But the point is that the system is so easily corruptible. And, you know, I say that people say, oh, you're a terrible human being, you're an awful American. I don't know whether I am or not. That's up to you to figure out. I think that I provided a service, in a manner of speaking, because it kind of reminds me of the day I took Cialis and Viagra and Levitra all at once just to see what happened. And so in this circumstance, I wanted to see what would happen, see if
Are
I could...
Are you responsible for the explosion of Mount St. Helens? Is that what happened?
People got to think that went through. So, at any rate...
So what happened?
You mean when I voted or when I took
You took those three drugs at the same time.
I had a
headache?
Oh, yeah, it worked. It was uncomfortable for a while.
Oh, gosh.
Have we said enough about the Russians and the Chinese hacking the election and doing what they could do? I want to know if Kim Jong-un, he's number 10 on the people list, is he still alive or not? Come on. What's the story?
I haven't heard from him for a while.
Haven't you?
No, he hasn't sent me any love letters, but...
He didn't send you a birthday card?
I have no... No. That'll be next year.
Kim Jong-un wishes you well.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. You know, of course he does. I have no idea whether he's alive or not. I don't even know if he exists. He might be, you know, an automatron.
You know, that could be an automatron. Yeah, he could do that. Yeah. He could be that. All of those things are possible. The broadcasting business, we're in the broadcasting business. We talk about broadcasting.
Barely. We're sort of
we're doing a broadcast.
After this show.
But there's so much serious stuff. You get a headache. I mean, going through this stuff day after day, week after week, month after month, year after year, after a while, you get numb to it. And that's what's happened, I think, to a lot of people. It's just numb.
I mean, you and I have been doing this show talking about the top issues of the week for about, 25 years.
Yep.
More.
Yeah.
So,
right.
Mm-hmm. So think about how many stories are dancing in our heads. But... One of the causes of depression in the country right now, which if you'll notice on our survey, it's number 10, psychology.
Yep, psychology, relationship.
A lot of depression, a lot of hopelessness, despair, broken relationships and all that is coming from the stress that's being caused by the news. Mm-hmm. That it is proven.
Do people realize that? You think?
I think people listening to us right now realize it because we're telling them. Some people may not know the cause of their depression, but I think that the news is very depressing. It always has been the negative leads in the news, or it's really not news. That's a whole other story. But the news is so stressful, so polarizing, so contentious, and so uncertain in terms of reliability that it is causing stress and depression among the people.
I think it's if you don't do things that get your mind off of, I mean, whether it's watching Dancing with the Stars or, the Walking Dead or whatever it is, I think too many people are too distracted from they don't want to be in touch with themselves. Maybe that's the problem. We don't want to really deal with our inner thinking, our inner feelings, because it's scary. I mean, I had a TIA last week. I wasn't with you on the air because I was in the hospital being examined to see what was the cause of this little mini stroke that I had. Mm-hmm. And, I've long since given up or thinking about death or being afraid of it. It's long since over in me. But a lot of people don't think that way. They think, oh, my God, this could be it. This could be the end. Could be finished. And, it gets, and that, I think, deals with another whole issue of what is spirituality, what do people believe? We don't know what to believe.
Religion has always been a major force in the human condition, in the human psyche.
Why?
I mean, we're wired.
What do we need?
Believe in a higher level of existence. So,
religion? Is that about religion or is that spirituality?
Well, you can split hairs about it. Religion, spiritual, they all come from basically believing that there's life after death. Mm-hmm. It all comes down to that. I'm going to tell you something profound. It all comes down to whether you believe that there's life after death or not. That's it. Whether you're an atheist, whether you're a religious, whether you're spiritual, whether you're cosmic, whether you're Eastern, Western, whatever it is, it comes down to, is there more to life than what we experience in this lifetime or not? Everything else emanates from that. That's the way I view it. And people who say they're atheists, they do not believe in God, or they do not believe in any of that type of thing beyond what you can see with your sense, feel with your senses, perceive with your senses, that's what it is. They don't believe in life after death.
Yeah.
That's it.
Maybe that's the bottom line. How do you know who's coming back to tell us that story? Maybe that's another story. That'll be in the top 10 when that happens.
That's in the top 10 of the big chart in the sky.
Yeah, the big chart in the sky.
All we have on this survey is what people are talking about on news talk radio. It's not what people are talking about in the elevators. It's not what people are talking about in terms of their bedrooms and their living rooms, on the sidewalks with their friends on phone calls. And I mean, there's a lot more being talked about than just, you know, the Woodward tapes and the Atlantic article and the crisis in education. People talk about their lives. They talk about their feelings. They talk about their illnesses. They talk about emotions, relationships. Those are the real things that dominate people's thoughts. They talk about the weather. They talk about their computers. They talk about their children. They talk about their parents. There's so much more to what people deal with in living than just politics or public policy.
Thank heavens for that. Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, with a final thought after these words.
Even though the pandemic has created uncertainty for many families, there are steps that they can take now to cover their upcoming college costs. For example, College Ave Student Loan says that if federal student loans don't adequately cover a family's college costs, private student loans can fill the gap. It also helps to comparison shop in order to learn which lenders will offer a good interest rate and multiple repayment options. To learn more, visit collegeav.com. That's collegeav.com. If you want to hunt turkeys on your home turf this fall, you'll need a habitat that will attract them. And Michael Waddell, the creator of the Bone Collector series, says that your lawnmower can help. It can allow you to build out a plot of land that's friendly for turkeys to nest, feed, and hide from other predators. For more of Waddell's secrets, check out Xmark's free new video, Backyard Life Turkey Habitat Tips, at backyard.xmark.com. That's backyard.xmark.com.
Michael Harrison, Doug Steffen here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. So one of the things, I would like to, I don't know if 60 seconds is enough time to talk about how we do what we do, but Talkers Magazine is a great story helping people understand how we do remote broadcasting. Like you and I are remote broadcasters, and more people are doing it that way. Does it change the quality of what we're listening to, do you think?
It may change the sound quality to one degree or another, but it opens the quality in terms of content to unlimited access to the world. Mm-hmm. So now we're in a golden era of broadcasting, in as much as we're not confined to the studio. We can do it from anywhere with a minimal amount of equipment because of the digital era.
Yeah, it really is quite different, even though it all sounds like we're in a studio. I have a studio in my house. You do, too. But a lot of people do it on the fly, and because of the quality of the equipment, you can't really tell. And that story, if you want to check that out, go to Talkers.com, the Bible of the talk radio industry. Michael Harrison, editor and publisher at Talkers. It's 10 before the hour.
With a MechTech carbine conversion unit, you can turn an XD Family Glock or 1911 handgun into a carbine rifle in seconds and have it shipped right to your door, no FFL required. Now, MechTech is excited to announce our pistol carbine conversion unit. More compact with a 12-inch barrel and an arm brace, proving once again that MechTech is the world's most versatile handgun accessory. For a limited time, go to handgunconversions.com. That's handgunconversions.com and use coupon code RADIO to receive $35 off any carbine purchase.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REAL-WTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Well, what do we have here? It's time for us to talk movies, videos, DVDs. The man who knows more about that than anybody else that I know is Chuck Curry, who's here on Movie Moments on the DJV program. So this is the theme from The Untouchables. We wouldn't recognize it because it wasn't one of those themes that grabbed us. The movie certainly did, however, grab us. Yeah, oh, fabulous movie. Yeah,
well,
very well done.
It revived the career of Sean Connery, who won an Oscar, who was absolutely amazing in that movie. That was a perfect film. It was directed by Brian De Palma, who turns 80 years old today, born in 1940 in New Jersey. Now, there's a lot of acclaimed directors, your Spielbergs, your Scorsese's, your James Camerons, so on and so forth. But I tell you, this guy is a very talented guy who has a nice body of work, very talented with the camera. He did Carrie Doug, Body Double, Dressed to Kill. He did a movie in 1980 with John Travolta called Blowout, which I think is the best film Travolta's ever done in terms of pure acting. He did Scarface with Al Pacino in 83. He did The Untouchables with Kevin Costner and Sean Connery in 87. To me, one of the best films of the 80s and an absolute classic. Yeah. And his career has been a good one. He always compared early on being an Alfred Hitchcock sort of hack, but he's so much more than that, and I just want to acknowledge him.
So think about this for a second. As we think about the career of Sean Connery and how is it relaxed? What's the word that applies to him? Is it natural, his ability? He was one of the last of the great stars in the Hollywood system. He made himself.
He turned 90 a couple of weeks ago, believe it or not. 90 years old, Sean Connery.
He looks old and frail now, but under the circumstances, when you look at the body of work, and the way that he sort of eased into, that's when you watch him on the screen, he makes his craft look so easy. I don't know if there is another one around. I think Harrison Ford does that to a point. I don't know whether Cruise does or not. But there are very few who, when you look at them, you really believe they are the character they're playing.
Agree. Yeah, I think in Connery's case, it was he just oozed confidence on screen.
Yeah,
Because very, very, not only natural, as you stated, but there's a confidence. It's interesting. If you look back at what he did in his career, if you discount James Bond, obviously James Bond made him a star, and he by all intents and purposes, defined the role of 007 back in the day. But he was revived. His career sort of hit a stagnant point. He was revived by The Untouchables when he won the Oscar. He was so good in that film. And then, like Travolta did after Pulp Fiction, Connery, who then was in his upper 50s, I believe, or even close to 60, started getting all these plum roles in movies like The Rock. He did a movie with Catherine Zeta-Jones and all this stuff, and just elevated his star power. And he got big paychecks, and he was still a massive movie star. I believe he won People Magazine's Sexiest Man Alive after doing The Untouchables or The Rock. And he just was great in that period of his life.
Yeah, he was a fabulous man. The lady who played the British actress who was the second
Diana
half
Rigg.
Of the Avengers. She was in Game
Diana
of Thrones
Rigg.
And a lot of stuff. Diana Rigg passed away at the age of 82. What do you think when you think of her? I remember
I think of the Avengers. It's a little bit, I used to watch the Avengers in reruns. It was a little bit before my time, but she's a beautiful woman. She was the only Bond girl who ever married. The only time James Bond got married on screen was her character in On Majesty's Secret Service at George Lazenby. Yeah, she got killed. Yeah. It's actually a really good film, and I believe she did Game of Thrones. I didn't watch that show too much, but yes, she did that, and well regarded, and yes, she passed away.
Yeah. Kind of, yeah, but she was the epitome of the Bond girl. And then in the Avengers, it sort of almost seemed like it was the same role, in a manner of speaking. Emma Peel?
Well, it was an honor. It was an honor, especially back in the day, to become a Bond girl. Now, in terms of box office, Doug, Tenet will be the number one movie for the second straight weekend. There's nothing really new enters the marketplace.
It's an okay movie. I saw it. It was an okay movie.
Yeah, me too. I mean, I want people to see it still because I want the industry to come back. Now, Orange County, California movie theaters will reopen at a 25% capacity. You might be more familiar with that area than I am, but supposedly it's a big area for movies, so that's going to help.
It's just south of L.A. County. And a lot of people that are in the business who are there. Movies get heavily promoted in that area, so we'll see how. Yeah, it'll be interesting, as you said, to track it on Monday. Go to the movies, everybody. Have some fun. Enjoy, because it's time to get back to enjoying things. 59 past the hour. Chuck Curry here with Doug Steffen on the DJV program.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.